天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。那我们现在正在学习的系列是从赞美中得力，愿这个系列可以使收音机前的你重新得力。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们都知道撒旦呢本是天使，却因着骄傲而堕落，而我们也是一样，骄傲变成了我们罪的一个强大诱因。我们常常呢都会不自觉地把焦点放在我们自己的身上，从而无法来真正的赞美神。那怎样才能够克服骄傲，从神那里重新得力呢？那就让我们与麦克牧师一起进入今天的节目吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are delighted that you have tuned in to listen to this broadcast.
我们很高兴你能收听这个节目。
It is always very encouraging for us to hear from you.
每次收到你们的来信就是我们最大的鼓励。
So if you haven't been in touch with us, please write to us.
所以如果你还没有跟我们联系过的，请写信给我们。
And we would love to hear from you.
我们很希望能收到你们的音讯。
I'm wondering how many of us have a problem with pride.
我在想有多少人是有骄傲的毛病。
The older I get, the more I'm convinced that pride is at the root of all sins.
我年纪越大就越相信骄傲是所有罪恶的根源。
Every one of them.
每一项罪都在内。
If you are joining us for the first time,
如果你第一次听我们的节目,
we are in the middle of a series called Empowered by Praise.
我们正在讲的系列信息是从赞美中得力。
Last time, we learned that praise is like a garment.
上一次节目我们谈到赞美衣。
We must choose to put on the garment of praise daily.
我们必须每天自愿穿上赞美衣。
God deserves to be adored, glorified, magnified, and praised.
神是配得仰慕、荣耀、尊崇和赞美的。
Not for a few moments, but for our lifetime.
不是偶尔为之，而是一生之久。
So, what does praise have to do with pride?
那么赞美和骄傲有什么关系呢？
Listen carefully, I'm about to tell you.
就让我告诉你，请仔细听。
Remember, pride is at the root of every sin.
请记住，骄傲是所有罪恶的根源。
Pride is at the root of anger and envy.
骄傲是愤怒和嫉妒之根。
Pride is at the root of a critical spirit.
骄傲是批评论断的根源。
Pride is the root of fear and lying.
骄傲是恐惧和撒谎的根源。
Pride is at the root of loneliness and self-pity.
骄傲是孤独和自怜的根源。
Pride is the foundation of self-loathing and a poor self-image.
骄傲是自我鄙视、贬低自我的根源。
In fact, pride is the one sin that makes us self-conscious all the time.
事实上，骄傲这种罪使我们不断注意自己。
It is the one sin that is behind the question, how do others perceive me?
这罪使我们很在意别人对我们的观点如何。
It is the one sin that is preoccupied with this thought.
这罪使我们整天被一个想法缠绕。
What impression am I making on other people?
就是我在别人心目中的印象如何呢？
Pride plagues you and me with the curse of wanting people's admiration and praise all the time.
骄傲就像绝症似的咒诅着我们，使我们无止境的需要别人的赞赏和仰慕。
Wanting encouragement is one thing, but wanting praise is another.
需要鼓励是一回事，但需要赞美则是另一回事。
Because praise belongs only to the Lord.
因为赞美只能归给神。
The truth is this.
事情的真相是
Satan, with his deception, has managed to succeed in telling us that pride is harmless.
专门说谎的撒旦欺骗我们说骄傲是无害的。
He convinced us that pride gets things done.
他说服我们相信骄傲使我们有成就。
He convinced us that pride is the secret for success.
他说服我们相信骄傲是成功的秘诀。
He convinced us that pride is part of being human.
他说服我们相信骄傲是人类的天性。
While in reality, pride is deadly.
但实际上骄傲足以致命。
Why do I say this?
为什么我这么说呢？
Because pride blinds us to any feeling of indebtedness to God and to others.
因为骄傲蒙蔽我们，使我们否认，其实我们欠了神和别人的恩情。
Pride blinds us from having gratitude in our hearts to God and others.
骄傲蒙蔽我们，使我们对神、对人都缺乏感恩的心。
And pride will ultimately separate us from God and from others.
最后，骄傲使我们与神、与人都隔绝了。
In fact, pride devastates a person's emotional health.
事实上，骄傲大大地伤害着我们的情绪。
Ultimately, pride can kill the body.
甚至最后会伤害我们的身体致死。
And now I want to tell you about the ultimate cure for pride.
现在让我告诉你彻底医治骄傲的方法。
You see, the beginning of that process of cure is when you come to God.
开始治疗的第一步就是来到神面前。
If you came to God in confession that you cannot save yourself,
当你向神承认你救不了自己，
and that you are helpless over sin,
你根本不能胜过罪，
and that you can never get to heaven without accepting what Jesus did on the cross for you,
除非你接受耶稣基督为你在十字架上所成就的，不然你不能进天堂。
And then you surrender your life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
然后你将自己的生命的主权交给耶稣基督，以他为你生命的主宰。
That is the beginning of the process of cure and healing for pride.
这就是你接受治疗骄傲的第一步。
But then it has to happen on a daily basis.
但这是天天都进行的治疗。
Daily, you do the same thing over and over again through praise and adoration.
你每天都要重复不断地敬拜赞美神。
That is the cure for pride.
这就是治疗骄傲的方子。
You may say, I made my profession of faith when I was young.
你可能会说，在我年轻时，我已经决志相信神了。
And I died to pride when I was saved.
当我得救时，我的骄傲已经死亡。
Well, yes and no.
你说的对，但也不对。
Listen carefully.
请注意听。
The Bible uses a Greek tense in the New Testament.
新约圣经是用希腊文写的。
The Greek tense is called the aorist tense.
所使用的希腊文法时态称为 aorist tense。
And the aorist tense means, yes, you died to self when you were saved.
这种时态用在这里代表着，是的，当你得救时，你的老我是死了。
But then you die to self every single day.
但你仍需要每天致死劳我。
Yes, you have been crucified with Christ the day you were saved.
不错，当你得救那天，你与基督已经同钉在十字架上。
But then you crucify the flesh of pride every single day.
但你仍需要每天把属肉体的骄傲钉死。
If I don't do that on a daily basis,
如果我不是每天这么做，
then whatever confession of faith I made in the past, I didn't really mean.
那么过去我对信仰的认定就不是真实的了。
Salvation is the first step.
得救是第一步。
The day you said yes to Jesus was the beginning, not the end of a process.
当你对主耶稣说我愿意的那一天是一个过程的开始，而不是结束。
It is the beginning of the sanctification process.
那是成圣过程的起点。
While salvation is a free gift of God,
救恩是神白白赐给我们的礼物。
Sanctification is a cooperative effort between you and the Holy Spirit of God.
成圣却是你和圣灵共同努力去完成的。
And therefore, you have to be willing to let the Spirit of God work in your life on a daily basis.
所以你必须让神的灵天天在你的生活里运作。
Don't miss this, because if you do, sooner or later, you'll become proud of your salvation.
千万不要忽略这一点，不然你迟早会因自己得到了救恩而骄傲。
I know people who are proud of their salvation and their denomination.
我认识这些因得救和他们的宗派而骄傲自大的人。
And listen, that is the enemy's trap.
小心。这是敌人的陷阱。
In fact, as I said earlier, pride is what keeps people from genuinely confessing to the Lord.
我说过，其实骄傲拦阻人真正接受主。
I read the other day about a priest who was sitting in his confessional box.
最近我看到一篇故事，说到一个神父坐在听忏悔的小房间里。
He was listening to somebody confessing.
正在聆听一个人的忏悔。
And after he listened for a while, he said to him,
过了一会儿，他对那人说，
Son, you are not confessing, you are bragging.
孩子，你不是在忏悔，你是在炫耀。
Some people take pride in their heritage even though they had nothing to do with it.
有些人以自己的出身背景而骄傲，其实根本不是他们的功劳。
They take pride in that which they had nothing to do with it.
他们以那些不是自己努力得来的为傲。
In fact, the Bible is full of examples of how pride devastates and destroys.
其实在圣经里充满了骄傲残害摧毁人的例子。
From King Nebuchadnezzar all the way to King Uzziah.
从尼布甲尼撒王到乌西亚王。
Pride destroys and pride devastates.
骄傲摧毁人，骄傲残害人。
But I want to tell you about an example of pride that all of us can identify with.
但我要告诉你一个我们都会认同的有关骄傲的例子。
King David of Israel had just been sworn in as commander-in-chief of the nation of Israel.
当以色列的大卫王刚开始宣誓就职为全以色列国的统帅时。
And his first executive order was to bring the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem.
他第一项执行的任务就是要把约柜运回耶路撒冷来。
Because the Ark represented the presence of Yahweh in the midst of his people.
因为约柜象征着耶和华神居住在他的百姓当中。
If you have a Bible, I want you to turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 15.
如果你手上有圣经，请翻到历代志上第十五章。
There you're going to find that when the people brought the ark back, David appointed musicians.
你就会看见，当百姓把约柜带回来时，大卫指派了一些音乐家。
He appointed singers and he planned a praise the Lord celebration.
他指定了歌唱的人，也安排了赞美神的庆典。
And in his exuberance and in his joy over God's blessings,
他精力充沛，为神所赐的福大大欢喜。
King David did the unthinkable.
大卫王做了件不可思议的事。
At least he did the unthinkable as far as his wife Michal was concerned.
至少在他妻子米甲的眼中看来是不成体统的。
Michal was the daughter of miserable King Saul.
米甲是可悲的扫罗王的女儿。
The king who preceded David.
就是在大卫以前的国王。
And she was her father's daughter.
有其父必有其女。
She's inherited all of her daddy's arrogance and false dignity.
米甲继承了他父亲的傲慢和虚伪的尊严。
And she was indignant because David did the unthinkable.
她因着大卫不可思议的举动而感到很气愤。
What was the unthinkable as far as Queen Michal was concerned?
到底米甲皇后认为什么地方不成体统呢？
Well, David, in his excitement, took off his royal robe and began to dance before the Lord.
原来大卫非常兴奋，于是脱下黄袍在神面前踊跃跳舞。
Well, that was unthinkable as far as his wife was concerned.
这在他妻子眼中是不成体统的。
In 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 14,
在撒母耳记下第六章十四节
we read the following.
我们看见
David danced before the Lord with all his might.
大卫在耶和华面前极力跳舞。
That means that he praised the Lord and could not care less who thought what of him.
意思就是说，他要赞美神，根本不在乎别人怎么想。
He was so overwhelmed with joy that he acted as if there were nobody in the room.
他完全被喜乐充满，而沉浸在忘我的境界中。
He was so overwhelmed with the goodness and the blessings of God.
他被神的美善和丰富的恩福全然感动。
He, the singer, could not find words to sing, so he danced before the Lord.
他自己身为歌手，但歌唱已不足以表达他内心的感受，只能在神面前跳舞。
He stripped himself of his royal robe.
他脱下国王的黄袍。
He stripped himself of his royal dignity in honor, praise, and adoration of his Lord.
他放下国王之尊，为了要把荣耀、颂赞、敬拜都归给神。
Where was Queen Michal during this time of praise and celebration?
那么在这赞美的庆典中，米甲皇后在哪里呢？
She was sitting at home, not in the worship service.
她坐在家里，并没有参加崇拜。
My listening friend, I want to give you a rule of thumb.
亲爱的朋友，让我告诉你一个很普通的道理。
Those who do nothing always criticize those who are doing something.
通常袖手旁观的人最爱批评真正做事的人。
And that's what Queen Michal was doing here.
米迦皇后就是这样。
Queen Michal saw what King David was doing and she became livid.
米迦皇后看见大卫王所做的，她开始发火。
All she can say to herself is this, well, you just wait till you get home.
她自言自语地说，等你回家就跟你算账。
Now, ladies, can I tell you something in love?
女士们，让我用爱心说几句话。
Don't try to be a prophet to your husband and tell him, thus says the Lord.
不要以先知的口吻对你的丈夫说，这是主说的。
Don't let your husband dread your sermons.
别让你的丈夫害怕你的说教。
Don't make your husband dread coming home.
别让你的丈夫害怕回家。
Don't wait until he comes home and let him have it.
千万不要等他一回家就教训他一顿。
Listen, what I'm trying to tell you is from the depth of my heart.
我是发自内心说的。
I believe that it is within your power to make your husband feel that he can't wait to come home.
我深信你可以让你丈夫迫不及待地想回家。
You have the power to make your husband look forward to getting home.
你有能力让你丈夫归心似箭。
How?
如何做到呢？
Be a priest to your husband, not a prophet.
成为你丈夫的祭司，而不是先知。
Minister to his needs and give him a word of encouragement.
好好服侍他的需要，并给予鼓励。
Tell him how much you thank the Lord for him.
告诉他你为了他而感谢神。
Tell him that you've been praying for him and asking God to bless him.
告诉他你一直在为他祷告，求神赐福给他。
If you do that, I promise you, you will have heaven on earth.
如果你这么做，我保证你会像在天堂一样那么幸福。
Well, Queen Michael did just the opposite.
然而米甲皇后所做的却恰恰相反。
And next time we will see why as we continue this series to help you become empowered by praise.
在下次节目中我会告诉你其中的原因，请继续收听从赞美中得力的系列信息，使你获得帮助。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
Oh, 主耶稣，唯有你满足我的心。 心。哦，主耶稣，唯有你满足我的心。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。的确，我们常常呢都会把功劳往自己身上揽，甚至呢还喜欢坐在旁边对做事的人指手画脚。但感谢主的怜悯，不纪念我们的恶。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，愿圣灵呢能够时刻的提醒我们，让我们知道这罪所带来的强大骄傲，让我们时时刻刻都可以保持警醒。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
Sure.